Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Jared, your Attitude Coach, and welcome back to the Attitude Series podcast. So today, I just want to run through something that is, in terms of direct sales, or in terms of being a face-to-face type leader, one of the lessons that over the years I've heard time and time again, and I'll share an example with you that I think is important for everybody that's out there listening is, we are in the show business. No show, no business. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard that before, but I think it's relevant today. And even more so with all the technology that's going on out there, I think it's relevant that we can't lose sight of that because people sell to people. It's as simple as that. People sell to people. They buy from people. They sell to people. They're influenced by people. So we're in the show business. No show, no business. What do I mean by that? An example that I can use, especially in direct sales, that comes to mind that can be very helpful is years ago, I used to have a ton of direct salespeople, in excess of 25 independent agents that would be selling products. And in order to take away some of the emotion that these guys would have is I made them completely 100% accountable, responsible for their numbers. And I know that any good salesperson out there would know what I'm talking about when I say their numbers, how many leads they have, how many presentations they've done, shows, what's their conversion rate, their sales. So one of the things that would happen on occasion is I'd have a salesperson approach me and say, Jared, my paycheck doesn't look that big this week. I'm really upset. And, you know, what's happening? And I'd say, well, we have a thing called a production card. Why don't you get it out? Show me what your production card looks like. And on these production cards, that they would fill them out every single week, and it would put all their numbers down there, from presentations to converting sales to the leads or referrals that they got. And we'd take a look at it, and I'd be like, well, it looks like you were in for half the week, and you only did two or three presentations, and you didn't sell anything. So that makes sense to me. You didn't get paid very much. Your production card shows that. So it takes the emotion away from everything. And then I also, on the other end of the spectrum, I'd have salespeople go, Jared, I've got my best week. I've made over $4,500 this week. I'm so excited. I'm like, well, show me your production card. I want to see it. And of course, totally different production card. They were in the show business. They spent all 5 days, sometimes 6 days, in front of customers, 3-4 customers a day. They got a stack of referrals. People loved them. They converted them into sales. They had a great week. No wonder this individual got paid so much more money because they were in the show business. The previous salesperson, not so much in the show business. So who is this for out there that's listening? I think this is for everybody. I think it's for all leaders. I think it's for your salespeople. I think it's for your managers, you know, executives, your C-level type individuals. It's an important thing because we all need to be in front of people. And there's something that happens when you are face-to-face with people. It's an awesome experience, especially if you're in direct sales. And I'll tell you why. You need to be in front of people, one, because it creates transparency between you and the client or whoever you're in front of. If you're a manager and you're talking to staff, or if you're a salesperson and you're talking to a potential client, that creates the transparency between what you're trying to sell, your product and your service, as well as yourself. Two, probably more important, is that it gives you, an individual, it gives you another chance to work on your craft. So if you're a salesperson who wants to get better, guess what? You need to be in front of more people. You need to have more opportunity to ask more questions, to demonstrate your product or to talk about your service, and to ask people for the business. So you're only going to get better. It's going to create more impact, and you're going to get better results because of it. So that is the second reason why it's important to always be in the show business, being in front of people, talking to those people, and getting the opportunity to keep perfecting your craft. So, hey, listen, guys, my name is Jared. I'm your attitude coach. Remember this, you're 100% in charge of your attitude. at any time of the day. So you get to choose that. Thank you for listening. I hope you've taken some value away from this. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more, or if you want to get even more value from Attitude Coach, you can go directly to my website, attitudecoach.com. There's a couple videos on there that you can check out. You can pop some details in. Maybe you want to go into the podcast and subscribe. All of that information is in there. Check it out, attitudecoach.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll speak to you later.